In sports, the Iowa women's basketball team is in action this afternoon from Carver Hawkeye Arena. On Thursday, the Hawks beat Missouri State 95-74 in the first round of the women's NIT at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. And the Hawkeyes, now 18-13 on the season, advance to host the second round game against defending WNIT champion South Dakota. Tip-off for that game is at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have action coming up for you at 2:45 here on the station where your friends are after the Cardinals preseason baseball game, or we may need to cut that one off in order to catch the WNIT game. Tanita Allen scored 25 points. Lauren Prochaska and Brooke Schulte each added 12 points. And DePaul beat Northern Iowa 88-67 on Friday in the first round of the women's NCAA tournament. Seventh-seeded DePaul kept up a torrid scoring pace despite fairly quiet games from Schulte and Jessica January, the team's two leading scorers. Instead, it was Allen and Prochaska who were often the go-to options. Allen, a 5'10" sophomore, came off the bench and hit her first six shots, including 5 3-pointers, to push the Blue Demons ahead early. She finished 9 of 11 from the field, including 5 of 6 from the three-point range. Northern Iowa took a 3-0 lead in the opening minutes on Michaela Morgan's three-pointer, but that was pretty much the end of the good news for the Panthers. DePaul's fast-paced offense continually caught 10th-seeded Northern Iowa out of position, and the Blue Demons shot 61% in the first half on the way to a 51-33 halftime lead. Northern Iowa was led during the event by Madison Weekly, who scored 21 points. In NCAA men's basketball action, number 4-seed Purdue takes on number 5-seed Iowa State tonight in the second round of the NCAA. That'll be the Midwest region, beginning in Milwaukee at 8:45 Central Time. Iowa State is going for its third Sweet 16 appearance in 4 years, while Purdue is trying to make it to the third round for the first time since 2010. The Red Hot Cyclones have won 10 of 11, storming through the Big 12 tournament before downing Nevada 84-73 Thursday night. Purdue turned away Vermont 80-70 in the first round for its first NCAA win since 2012. Now, the Boilermakers should have a big advantage inside with Caleb Swanigan and 7-foot-2-inch-tall junior Isaac Hayes, who comes off the bench. The tallest player in Iowa State's starting lineup is only 6'8". He's forward Solomon Young. The Cyclones have been rebounded by an average of 3-plus boards per game this year, compared to a positive margin of almost 7 rebounds for the Boilermakers. Iowa State star Monty Morris had 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists against the Wolfpack and leads the country with a 5.33 assist-to-turnover ratio. Purdue junior P.J. Thompson had 10 points, 2 assists, and no turnovers against the Catamounts, and is second to Morris with a 4.30 assist-to-turnover ratio. And did you know that Purdue and Iowa State split 4 previous meetings, with the Cyclones winning 83-80 in their last matchup on December 22, 2007 in Las Vegas. Elsewhere in the NCAA, Southern California and Rhode Island have become the second and third number 11 seeds to advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament, and 10th-seeded Wichita State made it 5 double-digit seeds, reaching round 2. 6th-seed SMU had won 16 in a row until Elijah Stewart led the 11th-seeded Trojans to a 66-65 triumph over the Mustangs in Tulsa. Stewart delivered 22 points, including a game-winning three-pointer, after the Trojans trailed by as many as 10 points in the second half. Benny Boatwright and Chemezi Metu added 14 points each for USC. The Mustangs lost despite Shimi Ozale's 24 points and 10 rebounds. Jeff Downton went 10 for 10 from the line and scored a career-high 23 points as the Rams upset number 6 Creighton 84-72 in Sacramento yesterday. Karen Iverson scored 17 points and Hassan Martin had 12 points and 8 rebounds in the Rams' first NCAA tourney win in 19 years. The Shockers earned their 16th straight win by holding Dayton to a season-low 31% shooting in a 64-58 win against the Flyers at Indianapolis. Zach Brown's three-pointer put Wichita State up 51-45 with 5:38 left, the biggest lead by either team up to that point. Landry Shamet had 13 points for the winners. Elsewhere in the NCAA action yesterday, third-seed Baylor was a winner in Tulsa as Al Freeman came off the bench to score 21 points in a 91-73 romp over New Mexico State. Joe Lualquil scored 16 points and Jonathan Motley added 15 and 10 rebounds as the Bears avoided a third straight first-round exit. Baylor and Southern Cal will meet on Sunday. Kansas has cruised into the second round at Tulsa as Frank Mason III contributed 22 points and 8 assists and a 162 pounding of UC Davis. Josh Jackson chipped in 17 points on 8-for-12 shooting to help the Jayhawks win their opening game of the tournament for the 11th consecutive year. Kansas closed the half on a 29-7 run to lead 50-28. The Jayhawks have a clash on Sunday with the Michigan State Spartans, who got 19 points from Nick Ward and an easy 78-58 victory against Miami. Miles Bridges had 18 points for the Spartans, who trailed by 12 before going on a 20-2 spurt in the first half. Number 3 Oregon sailed into the second round of the NCAA tournament as Tyler Dorsey poured in 24 points to lead a 93-77 rout of Iona in Sacramento. Dylan Brooks and Peyton Pritchard scored 16 points apiece for the Ducks, who shot 64% and led by as many as 27. Oregon's next opponent is Rhode Island. Cincinnati also advanced into Sacramento as Troy Coppin dropped in 23 points and Kyle Washington added 16 to highlight a 75-61 win against Kansas State. The Bearcats hit their first 9 shots and shot 62% for the game. Cincinnati's next foe will be the third seed UCLA Bruins, who rode TJ Leaf's 23 points to a 90-87, make that 97-80 triumph over Kent State. Thomas Welsh provided 16 points for the Bruins, one more than teammate Lonzo Ball and Aaron Holiday. Meanwhile, in Greenville, South Carolina, Justin Jackson scored 19 of his 21 points by halftime as number 1 seed North Carolina ripped Texas Southern 103-64. Jackson finished with 8 of 13 from the field and 5 of 8 from the three-point range with 7 rebounds. Isaiah Hicks added 17 points and Kennedy Meeks had 13 for the Tar Heels. Jalen Barford hit the go-ahead layup with 57.8 seconds left to help number 8 Arkansas hold off Seton Hall 77-71. The Razorbacks will face North Carolina on Sunday. Duke is 34-7 in NCAA openers after Grayson Allen had 21 points off of 5 three-pointers to send the second-seed Blue Devils past Troy, 87-65 at Greenville. South Carolina has a Sunday meeting with Duke. Sindarius Thornwell had 29 points and 11 rebounds to help the 7th-seed Gamecocks earn a 93-73 win over Marquette. P.J. Dozier finished with 21 points in South Carolina's first NCAA tournament win in 44 years. At Indianapolis, Mangok Mathayan scored 18 points and Deng Adol, or Adel that is, added 16 to highlight second-seeded Louisville's 78-63 dismantling of Jacksonville State at Indianapolis. Quentin Schneider also had 16 points for the Cardinals, who put together a 17-6 run, bridging the halves to take the 15-point lead. Michigan moved into the second round as Indianapolis, as Derek Walton Jr. scored 26 points for the 7th-seeded Wolverines in a 92-91 win against Oklahoma State. Louisville and Michigan will square off on Sunday before Kentucky takes on Wichita State. Bam Adebayo helped the Wildcats advance by scoring 75 points and grabbing 18 rebounds in a tougher-than-expected 79-70 victory over Northern Kentucky. Malik Monk nailed 4 free throws in the final 35 seconds and finished with 12 points in Kentucky's 12th consecutive win. And finally, in sports this hour, a person with knowledge of the decision says North Carolina State has reached an agreement with UNC Wilmington's Kevin Keats to take over as head coach. Keats is a former assistant to Rick Pitino at Louisville. The 2-time Colonial Athletic Association Coach of the Year led UNC Wilmington to a 72-28 record and 2 NCAA tournaments in 3 seasons while there. The 44-year-old Keats replaces Mark Gottfried, who was fired over the winter but stayed on to finish the season. Sports this hour brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.